This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. First, our view of economic policy is already shifting, despite no verdict yet in the presidential election. Let's say good morning to Karen Petru, managing partner at Federal Financial Analytics in Washington.
Good morning, David.
As we speak, we don't have complete results or a winner or loser for president, but on this morning, do you see the world of economic policy differently now?
Not yet in its entirety. The markets are bouncing up and down. I don't think that's going to tell us anything. But I think we do know that the Senate control, whomever ultimately holds it, will be narrow. And that will give the president, whomever he is, greater or lesser opportunity to do what he will choose to do. It is not going to be an overwhelming triple blue scenario in which a Biden administration would have unlimited power to do a progressive economic agenda.
So you're not reading too much into the short-term movements of financial markets this morning?
If I were reading anything into all of the short-term movements of the markets, I'd lose my mind because none of them makes any sense. Markets, when they're behaving properly, which I wish they would, need certainty about profits, certainty about tax policy, certainties about growth, and we have none of that. I'm afraid we won't get it for some time yet to come.
Karen Petru is managing partner at Federal Financial Analytics in Washington. Thank you so much.
Thank you, David.